Wisconsin and Michigan have programs to euthanize wolves that are killing livestock or pets. But in January, a federal court returned the gray wolf to endangered status and halted the two states from killing problem wolves. A couple of months later, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service issued new permits for the states. But Humane Society attorney Patricia Lane says federal officials didn't allow enough public input before granting the permits.
The only way that the public can get the substance of the concerns and discuss the actual basis for the permits is to be given that opportunity to give and relate the comments to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And they didn't do that. They basically issued these permits under the table without any notice.
Lane says the permits were issued under a narrow exception to the Endangered Species Act that's never been used for controlling problem animals. She also says the permits allow traps that could kill pets as well as gray wolves and don't force livestock owners to take simple steps to protect their herd. The Fish and Wildlife Service won't comment on the federal lawsuit until it sees the case. But Wisconsin DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideven says he'd hate to lose the ability to kill problem wolves.
Because right now this is a very important tool for us for managing a wolf population, and there's a lot of backlash we're starting to see toward wolves in the state, and we're hoping that we can continue to have this permit until wolves are delisted in the state.
Weideven says Wisconsin's wolf population is more than 400, well above goals to restore the wolves to the state. He says Wisconsin euthanized 24 problem wolves last year and 17 the year before. This year's total is about 12 wolves, although the DNR may also go after some wolf-dog hybrids that don't fall under the federal permit. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.